News time, it's 5 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A semi-truck on Tuesday crashed into an SUV carrying 27 people on a Southern California highway, killing 14 and leaving others injured. Judy Cruz with the El Centro Regional Medical Center says they're treating patients from the crash.
We believe there was 27 passengers in this SUV that struck a semi-truck full of gravel. 14 were dead on the scene. 3 of them were flown out from the scene. 7 patients transported to El Centro Regional Medical Center, where unfortunately one of those has died since arrival.
It's unclear if the SUV had stopped at a stop sign before crossing into the path of the semi-truck around 6:15 in the morning. The SUV normally seats 8 to 9 people. The semi-truck driver was hospitalized with moderate injuries. The White House says it supports an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
There's been no explicit criticism of Cuomo from the White House, but President Biden supports a probe into the allegations against his longtime Democratic ally. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president's view on these matters has been consistent and clear.
Every woman coming forward should be heard, should be treated with dignity and treated with respect.
Vice President Harris, who was vocal in her criticism when Republicans faced similar accusations, has not spoken publicly about Cuomo, but the White House says she agrees with the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas is lifting a COVID-19 mask mandate that was imposed last summer. Republican Governor Greg Abbott's announcement Tuesday makes Texas the largest state to do away with the face covering order. The new rule takes effect March 10th. The decision comes as governors across the U.S. have eased coronavirus restrictions, despite warnings from health experts that the outbreak is far from over. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 143 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Adam Borgman. Jacksonville police are looking for any information they can get about what happened to a man whose body they found on a roadside. They got to the scene on Bulls Bay Highway in the middle of the afternoon yesterday. If you think you may know something about this, please call Crime Stoppers. 2 people are dead due to a car crash. Police say that last night the car hit a power pole on County Road 209 South in Green Cove Springs. 2 other people, including a teenager, were seriously injured. Some new groups of people will soon be able to get COVID-19 vaccines. Yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order saying that some first responders and school workers who are at least 50 years old can get the jab. So far, Duval County has had more than 88,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, including over 1,100 deaths. Statewide, there have been over 1.9 million infections with nearly 31,000 deaths, and the nationwide case total is now more than 28 million. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Political news and opinion about D.C. politics from D.C. politicians. America First with Sebastian Gorka every weekday from 3 till 5 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's some delays because of an accident on the West Beltway on I-295 southbound at the ramp to San Jose Boulevard, blocking the off-ramp left lane. Also, there's a crash on I-95 southbound at Lem Turner Road, blocking the right lane, and there's a multi-vehicle crash on Butler Boulevard westbound between San Pablo Road and Hodges Boulevard. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Tonight, low 55. Wednesday, more clouds, more storms. High 64.
Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 WBOB presents the Tony D Means Business Show with your host, Tony Davis. This live call-in show is all about business, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, our call-in number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. And now, here's the host of the Tony D Means Business Show, Tony Davis.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome to another edition of the Tony D Means Business Show. I am your host, Tony Davis, live from Jacksonville, Florida, in studio with Sean Suarez. He is back riding shotgun.
Howdy, howdy.
Sean, it's good to have you back from sabbatical.
It was good to be back.
And, you know, being the gracious good sport that I am, you have not been in since the Buccaneers beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
I'm glad you brought that up.
So go ahead.
Yeah.
Say a little something if you want. You guys deserved it. You guys won, and, you know, go ahead.
Come on. I just came back from Champa Bay, and we had a great sports year with the Lightning winning the Cup and the Buccaneers doing their thing against the Chiefs. I mean.
And the Rays were in the World Series.
The Rays were in the World Series, and they won like some sort of other football championship lower level too as well. But it's been a great vibe down there, and. And COVID doesn't exist down there, too, by the way.
COVID does not exist in the state.
Yeah. But the Bucks, hey, fantastic. I had a jersey I planned on wearing for you guys on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Forgot it. My bad. I'll wear it next week, maybe. But
You got all year. So go ahead. You've earned it. I had my year last year, 2020. That was the only thing that was keeping 2020 happy. So to speak, was the Chiefs had won the Super Bowl. It started out great, but I digress, and you are the champion, and way to go, and props to you.
Well, thank you. You're a gentleman. You're a gentleman.
And we have AJ behind the glass. AJ, how the heck are you?
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, man.
I am glad you are here, too.
You don't have your regular weather guy.
I do not. So you are going to have the regular weather guy is in Aruba, working in...
Somebody had to be there.
And forecasting the weather is he's on assignment.
Sending back some reports to the National Weather Service at the airport.
Of course.
Somebody's got to do it, and he is doing it, and good for him, because that's stressful work, predicting the weather. So
doesn't always go like you think it might.
Especially not in the state of Florida.
Yeah. It looks like we're in for some rain here. Keep your umbrella handy until tomorrow. Actually, by noontime, it could start to get better tomorrow.
Yeah, today's been garbage.
And then tonight, actually, and probably worse in Georgia than here. And south of us, maybe less rain. It's going to be all over the place a little bit. But it looks like by Thursday, sunny. I mean, there's nothing else in the forecast. And that's from Jason's office. Sunny. Mostly sunny Friday. But then... get ready for Saturday. We could be up to about a 70% chance of rain, but then it gets sunny again on Sunday.
Wait a minute. First rule of forecasting weather in the state of Florida is you can only go like 24 hours out.
I was just getting carried away.
You were, but you did a great job, and Jason would be proud. He would be. So, actually, before I forget, we will not be doing the show next week.
That's right.
Just so I can, if I forget... to mention that as we end the show, we will be off the air, and there will be whatever broadcasting and whatever stuff you guys fill in when we're not here.
Yeah, well, I think we'll do another hour of Sebastian Gorka then.
Oh, there you go. You will have Sebastian in lieu of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully most of you out there going, dang it, we love these guys. But anyways, this is the Tony D Means Business Show. We want to hear from you, 831-0600. The show is sponsored by Granite Transformations in Bath Planet of Jacksonville. So if you need new kitchen countertops or new cabinet refacing, give the folks at Granite Transformations a phone call at 904-213-7878. And with Bath Planet, if you have a really nasty shower with tile, with grout, with mold and mildew, they can transform that into a beautiful shower with no grouts with a beautiful, high-quality, grout-free acrylic system. So give them a call, same phone number, 904-213-7878. The folks at Granite Transformations of Applanet are amazing people. They do sound work. The company's been around since 2004. Give them a call for a free design consultation. And so, Sean, did you know that the president of the United States has not had a press conference, a presser, since coming into office?
It's not surprising. Not surprising. He's been quiet. He was quiet in the campaign as well.
I think the most that we do, or the most that we see from this guy, President Biden, is, you know, they do these canned little orchestrated events where he goes out and it's all scripted and he says what he has to say, and or he tries to say what he's supposed to say, and then that's it. That's the end of it. He's not had a press conference.
No, and Steve Ducey from Fox tries to lob out a question as he's walking away from the podium, and he gets ignored 90% of the time.
The thing that really scares me about all this, I don't want to say scared, it might be a strong word, but there's a lot of perceived weakness right now with the leadership of our country. You're not seeing the vice president around. So first of all, you don't normally see vice presidents, okay? I get that. Yes, yes, yes. But if you don't see the president,
right,
and you don't see the vice president, okay, who the hell's calling the shots around here?
Exactly.
That's the million-dollar question there. Who is calling the shots around here? Because, you know, they're going to escort President Biden out to sign his umpteen executive orders and then escort him back. Where is he going?
Nap time, I think.
The problem is, and we talked about this last week, is that now, you know, America first. Trump's foreign policy was America first, okay? If there's a perceived weakness within our own country, what do you think the other leaders of the international world leaders, they smell this. They can sense the blood in the water even worse than we can as citizens.
Absolutely.
And
they're cheering. They're loving this. Yeah. And, you know, you see these leaders of Canada and Europe, like, just cheering on the fact that we're joining these global accords again that further weak our stability in the country, but also it puts us financially as the backer on a lot of these things that essentially are just fronts for nothing. And it's the Paris Climate Accord is a perfect example. Obviously, we're paying billions into it, and they're really not doing anything. And it's a joke.
Well, and as you know from listening to the show, we are very pro Ron DeSantis. And here's what I love about what's going on with Ron DeSantis right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's been the redhead stepchild forever. And now, you know what? The press isn't talking about him anymore. And that's like him getting props from the left. And what's cool is the anti-Ron DeSantis, because they were going back and forth with little shots and little jabs throughout all of the pandemic last spring, about which state was coming out better, because Florida and New York was always getting compared.
Right.
The numbers were always being compared. We have more people in our state than they do. And to me, what you're seeing now, and it's not just with Cuomo. Of course, Cuomo, everybody knows what's going on with Cuomo. Three people have come out. At least it's three as of right now. I don't know. Maybe more have come out since we arrived at the station. And the Democrats are starting to cannibalize their own. Okay, I don't know why they want Cuomo off the stage politically, but they're going after him.
Absolutely, and he should be removed not for because of the sexual harassment, which is bad, but for all the actions he took last year that he got a pass on.
Right, absolutely. But they don't normally cannibalize their own. Okay, what about that Democratic representative out in California that got busted with the Chinese spy? Eric Swalwell. Swalwell.
Yeah.
Swalwell.
Okay. Yeah.
Nobody said anything about that. The guy was compromised, and he's on a committee. Okay, he's on a high-ranking committee, and he was compromised by a Chinese spy. Nobody said anything within their party about that, and that's pretty atrocious too. Okay, I'm not going to try to say what's worse with what Cuomo did and what this guy did, but what Cuomo has obviously lost favor within the Democratic Party, and they want him gone.
Yeah, he's essentially done.
And anyways, we have a great show lined up for you. We are about 30 seconds away from a break. We have Sean's financial segment, which we've been looking forward to for the last 3 weeks. We're going to do a little segment called You Might Be Too White. And we also have a small business spotlight coming up. So you are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. Give us a call, 831-0600, 831-0600, and we will be right back after this.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451. The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com.
Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leeper are not those of Raymond James & Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout-free.
Grout-free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881. Or visit bathplanetjax.com.
The leaves are falling all around. Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. I am your host, Tony Davis, live in studio with Sean Suarez.
Howdy, howdy.
And the show is sponsored by Granite Transformations of Jacksonville. And we touched on a little bit. If you need your kitchen countertops or your full backsplash, or if you need a cabinet refacing done, you want to change the look of that cabinet, call Granite Transformations tomorrow morning or go to their website tonight. Check them out, gtjax.com. And they do something that's not being done anywhere else in Northeast Florida. Excuse me. They have a proprietary engineered stone countertop. It's a quartz non-porous countertop. They custom fabricate it, and the folks at Granite Transformations install it right over the top of your existing countertops. Never needs to be sealed. Never needs to be maintained. Has a lifetime warranty. Demolition-free remodeling. That's their specialty in the industry. Give them a call, 904-213-7878. All of their installers are employees. They are not subcontracted. They do great work. They've been around forever. Their ratings with social media are outstanding. I highly recommend them. Give them a call today and or give them a call tomorrow. Check them out on the web today. But they will open for business at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Give them a call to schedule that free design consultation because now is the time to remodel that kitchen or bathroom and get the aspirational home that you've always wanted. So, Read Across America. That's today.
Yeah.
And they always celebrate Read Across America on Dr. Seuss's birthday.
That's right.
And for years past, they have also gave props to Dr. Seuss, which, by the way, he was a liberal.
Right. But supported and liked by both sides.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely, yes. However, he was not given any props today by President Biden. I don't know why that is. I mean, I guess I can kind of figure it out a little bit. I guess cancel culture is struck again because, well, there's some books there are some books that are going to be discontinued.
Right.
Because of their content. Their content is deemed, I don't know, racist?
Racist. I would say quote unquote racist.
Yeah. The books are, and to think that I saw this on Mulberry Street. I've not really heard of these books. Like, I know Cat in the Hat and stuff like that. If I Ran the Zoo, M'Elligot's Pool, On Beyond Zebra, Scrambled Eggs Super, and The Cat's Quizzer. Those are all racist books. Cancel culture has struck again. And I don't know if you knew this, Sean, but Coca-Cola.
Mm.
Coca-Cola is now having training for their employees to teach them how to be less white.
Wow.
What does that mean? Sean, you know what, Sean? I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now.
I can't even begin.
Sean, you need to be less white. I don't know what that means, but I got some ideas.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
I got some ideas what it means to be less white.
Yeah, because how can we know if we're too white?
Yeah, I don't know. I might be too white. I don't know. I try not to be. I mean, I sometimes try to be cool with my kids, and they give me this look like, you know, you're not funny, Dad. I don't know, but maybe I am.
Maybe.
But it's not a laughing matter anymore.
Mm.
So. You know, we all know who Jeff Foxworthy is, right?
Of course.
The comedian.
Redneck, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm sure if he's your favorite comedian, you might be too white. But in the MO of Jeff Foxworthy, we got a little segment that you might be too white. If your favorite sayings are cool beans, swell, and sweet.
Oh man, I'm in the guy.
You might be too white.
I am too white.
You might be too white. Sean, if your dance moves consist of the typewriter, cranking the lawnmower, and the running man, you might be too white. I got to tell you, I'm in that category.
You got you too.
When I get out there and dance, man, I'm.
The running man?
I'm doing that typewriter, and if you're watching on Facebook, you know, I got it going. You do a tick, and then do that little where you get that rail over, you know? Back when, and now some of the people are listening might going, what the hell's a typewriter?
That's true. That's true.
A typewriter? What is that? You know, wow. You might see a movie with a typewriter. Maybe you won't. I don't know.
Fanny packs. if you own a fanny pack, surely.
If you,
surely.
That's a good one.
You qualify.
Yeah, you might be too white if your favorite accessory is a fanny pack. That is true. I think all of this is in the curriculum for the Coca-Cola training, you know, how to be less white.
Mm.
If your favorite television shows were Melrose Place, Brady Bunch, Friends, and Frasier, you might be too white.
Oh.
I mean, I know you're laughing, but this is good for all of us.
It's true.
This is good for all of us.
We need to be woke.
If your playlists include Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, Michael Bublé,
dang it,
or insert country artist name here, you might be too white.
I think it got all of us on that one.
I have a lot of Ed Sheeran in my playlist. I like Ed Sheeran. I might have a problem.
Yep. Bublé. We're in trouble.
I don't have any Bublé. I might have a Taylor Swift. So, but I have some Post Malone. Now, where does he rank, though?
Oh.
But Post Malone.
I think that gives you cred.
But he's white, isn't he?
Doesn't matter.
He's Post Malone.
He's Post Malone.
So I got some Post Malone. I got some Bob Marley. So I think I'm okay on the music genres.
All right.
Now, my favorite television show is Seinfeld.
Not good.
No, not good. I might be too white. So anyways, I just thought we, you know, because that's the question. That's the question that we're all trying to figure out because we're very sensitive to this situation here.
That's right.
And Coca-Cola's taken upon themselves, and I'm sure that some of the other big time corporations are going to have training on, you know, how to be not so white. So
Wow.
I think that's it. If you have any other suggestions, give us a call, 831-0600, 831-0600. There may be some things that we did not mention that might be an indication that you might be too white. So give us a call, 831-0600. But the good thing is, and I'm going to talk about, we talk about cancel culture, and the good thing is what you're starting to see now is some of the left, the people on the left, are starting to get sick of it. Bill Maher.
Yep.
And there's a lot about him that I don't like, but he's not afraid to call out the left for just being absolutely absurd.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy on some positions, but other positions he makes a heck of a lot of good sense.
Well, he's been all over the pandemic and not shutting down and what you were saying about keeping the economy open.
Right.
Because he's out in L.A.
Yeah.
And he sees the hypocrisy of what's going on out there. And there's, there's still not indoor dining, but I think Newsom got busted again. I mean, are these guys going to learn?
Well, and we live in Florida, and it's hard to fathom that kids still are having to do school from home a year after this whole thing has started, even though the CDC and every scientist and doctor has come out and said, kids aren't spreading this, schools are fine. It's absolutely ridiculous that they're still under lockdown.
Well, and that has to do with the teachers union too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're just enjoying not having to go to teach. I mean, they keep, and what was it? The Berkeley, we can save that for WTF. We could do a little WTF early here. California Berkeley teachers union president caught dropping kid off at in-person private school, despite fighting against reopening the schools. I mean, statistic after statistic after statistic says that the kids are safe in school.
Absolutely.
But they're still, the teachers union is still dead set against having the schools open. And the only thing I can think of is because they're getting paid.
It's the only thing I can think of because a lot of the teachers want to go back, but they don't want to break the union. They don't want to cross the line. I get it. But at the same time, teachers can take precautions to some extent a lot more than students can, but the students are fine. So Florida has laid out the example. We've been back in school since August. I mean, come on.
Yeah. So. I know. It's amazing. And then another thing that we kind of didn't touch on was the kids in cages issue. I know we're kind of jumping all over the board here, but the kids in cages. So apparently Obama first started these types of
facilities.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they were okay then. And then when Trump continued on with those Obama policies, there were kids in cages. And now there are migrant facilities for children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the media, again, hypocrisy at its finest. Migrant facilities for children versus kids in cages.
Yeah. But the media, and see, here's the thing. As long as Biden keeps trying to, not do pressers, not answer questions, because right now there is kind of a serious issue going on at the border. He had said in December that you guys can come. Hey, we got places for you. And his immigration policies are pretty much non-existent. It's pretty much, hey, we're going to let anybody come in. We're not going to deport anybody.
Amnesty over a certain number of years. Yep.
And now, he's not answering any questions about what's going on at the borders. And he's not anywhere to be seen. He's not doing pressers. And at some point, and you're already starting to see it. There's a story about a New York Times author who always bashed Trump. Well, he was pretty critical about Biden and not answering questions and what's going on at the border. And he actually had a story by his editors kicked out. He said, we're not going to press with this.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very much a one thought is allowed in the New York Times News Bureau and the opinion desk. And any kind of challenge to that, they're either forced to resign, forced out, removed. It's just journalism is really in a dark, dark place in America these days.
But, as you and I were talking about, if there's one thing journalists like to do, they like to call people to the carpet. And at some point, again, you're already starting to see it. They're going to start turning on this administration.
Trump's gone. So they got to find somebody else.
You are listening to the Tony D Means Business Show. We hope you're having a good time. We are. And we've got the Small Business Spotlight on the one of the partners of Nona Blue in Ponte Vedra. We'll be right back after this. Give us a call after the break, 831-0600.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden says the U.S. expects to take delivery of enough coronavirus vaccines for all adult Americans by the end of May, 2 months earlier than anticipated, as his administration announced that drug maker Merck & Company will help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved shot. The announcement comes as the White House looks to speed up the production of the single-dose J&J vaccine and accelerate the nation's plans to reach herd immunity in the U.S. and begin restoring normalcy after the pandemic. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 143 points to close at 31,391. The Nasdaq dropped 230 points with the S&P 500 lower by 31. Oil dropped 89 cents to $59.75 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Adam Boardman. It could be a case of foul play. Jacksonville police are saying that early yesterday morning, a man found his brother's body inside a home on Franklin Street. If you know anything about this, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers right away. That can always be an anonymous call. New groups of people will soon be able to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. Yesterday, Governor Ron DeSantis signed an executive order saying that some first responders and school workers who are at least 50 years old can get the jab. So far, Duval County has had more than 88,000 confirmed COVID cases, including over 1,100 deaths. Statewide, there have been over 1.9 million infections with nearly 31,000 dead, and the nationwide case total now stands at more than 28 million. Two people are dead due to a car crash. Police saying that last night the car hit a power pole on County Road 209 South in Green Cove Springs. Two other people, including a teenager, were seriously injured. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
There's delays because of a crash on the West Beltway on 295 southbound at the ramp to San Jose Boulevard, blocking the off-ramp left lane. Also, there's a multi-vehicle wreck on I-10 westbound at the ramp from Cassett Avenue. And there's another crash on I-95 southbound at Lem Turner Road, blocking the right lane. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight, low 55. Wednesday, more clouds, more storms, high 64.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Days before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It's not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you. Thank you,
Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
If you've been listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour Friday afternoons from 5 to 6 on WBOB, you heard accurate predictions of the outcome of the presidential election, the D.C. incident and the Georgia Senate election, the Lot J vote and more. Hear from the newsmakers and call in at 904-831-0600. Live, local, and it keeps you ahead of everyone else. The Brandon Groover News Hour, Fridays 5 to 6 on WBOB, sponsored by Elite Home Health.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. I'm your host, Tony Davis, live in studio from the beautiful Jacksonville, Florida, with Sean Suarez.
Howdy, howdy.
And for the longest time, Sean, you know how we have felt about this whole pandemic and the shutting down and the locking down and actually, most importantly, the restaurant business taking the brunt in most states, well, in most blue states, I should say, not so much our state, but the restaurant and the bar industry being blamed for these being super spreaders of this disease. And again, in two states we don't want to name, indoor dining is still being banned for some ungodly reason. So I thought it'd be nice to have a perspective of a partner in a well-known restaurant here in Ponte Vedra, and also they own one in Orlando. The restaurant's Nona Blue, and on the line in the small business spotlight with us tonight is Joe Davi, one of the partners of Nona Blue. Joe, how the heck are you?
Tony D, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. I appreciate you coming on. And, you know, you and I have spoke a little bit over the last couple of weeks about your story and what you guys have gone through through this pandemic. And I'll tell you what, man, it's an outstanding story. And it is it absolutely supports what we're talking about how the restaurant business has taken the brunt of this, and unfairly so. Tell us a little bit about what you guys went through pretty much last spring and throughout the pandemic, and kind of how you guys turned the corner and you are where you are today.
Well, it starts back at the Players Championship last year, right, March 20th. If you remember, the NBA canceled their season on that Wednesday, and then Commissioner Jay Monahan, had to make a decision in the sports world, and they played the tournament on Thursday. So we were geared up for, what is our best week of the year out of 52 weeks. So double our revenue in that 1 week period. And then he had to make the tough decision, and he shut down the Players' Championship starting Friday. If you remember, it was going to be no fans, and the discussion was let's go with the tournament and no fans. And then he made a quick decision and said, let's just cancel. And for us, that just shut down the business. Everyone was in shock, of course, and we had some stragglers, but that started, Tony, the 9-week shutdown for us. A lot of people say that Florida was shut down for 2 weeks. For us, it was 9 weeks. We didn't reopen the Orlando restaurant from March 20th. We reopened May 25th, Memorial Day. That was under 25% capacity restriction. At that time, though, when we reopened on the 25th, Governor DeSantis opened it up from 25 to 50%. And I couldn't open up on May 4th, when he first allowed restaurants to reopen, because at 25% capacity, you really aren't going to cover your expenses.
Mm-hmm.
All along, we've got the PPP application in process with our regional bank, of course, going through the SBA. And we're waiting for approval. So now we're burning through. Now it's a cash burn story. Everything we reserved going into the new year. Now, mind you, it's the restaurant business. It's two independent restaurants. This isn't millions of dollars. We had a couple hundred thousand in reserve to start the year. And we're shut down. So we made the decision, me and my operating partner, my business partner, Bill Bona, him and I made the decision as managing members to continue to pay our manager's salaries. We're burning through our cash. We're holding on for PPP support, which I will always support every tax-paying American for that federally funded, subsidized support program that was drafted, showed up April 30th. So just before we reopened, cautiously bringing in PPE, personal protection equipment, setting up for social distancing and the logistics of our first pandemic, so to speak, we reopened cautiously. And the guests showed up in both restaurants. Ponte Vedra opened June 1st. Prior week was Orlando. And we successfully opened two restaurants. And the guests showed up, and what I mean that, they came out in full support. We posted our action steps on social media. We let them know what we were going to do to create a safe work environment for our staff and our guests.
Mm-hmm.
and we were applauded on social media. So right out of the box, we were hitting same-store sales numbers when we reopened June 1st. So now our burn rate, Tony, was I had us shut down out of business by Father's Day. So that's June 15th, 17th.
Mm-hmm.
We would have been out of cash. We would have had to have passed the hat with our investment group. You know, really didn't have an extension on a small business loan. Our business is very organic. And we were looking at the reality of shutting down for good. We paid all of our vendors. We did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had been paying our managers. And I'll tell you, Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, I owe that guy a big hug because had he not been cautiously aggressive, Nona Blue, both restaurants, no exaggeration, and with PPP, we were done. But then the guests showed up. So three things that saved us. Our guest base showed up. We did the right thing regarding PPE. The PPP, Payroll Protection Program through the CARES Act, that showed up. So I thank every taxpayer in America for that. And then we have had an incredible governor that had the guts to cautiously stand behind restaurants and bars and get us back into some type of revenue stream. The other thing, Tony, I'll touch on is that the carry-out to-go business, which is not our business model, we like to focus on our guests in the building because we can execute that. The Nona Blue model does not favor carry-out. We had to do it. We had to figure out a way to handle it curbside. And it brought in about 16-17% revenue where we run about 2-3% on to go. So a 5-time increase, 6-time increase on that category. And because the dining rooms were at less or 50% capacity. So we learned how to execute that. And then year over year, we were down 25% through the July, August, September, October months, started to see a little pickup, get closer to 10, 12, single digits down, and now we're still around that 5, 8% down, but thank God we're operating.
Yeah, absolutely, and you were listening to Joe Davi, partner of Nona Blue Restaurant in Ponte Vedra, and if you have not been out to the restaurant, I highly recommend it. It provides an excellent customer experience, not just the food, which is outstanding and amazing, but the entire customer experience is second to none, which, Joe, I'm sure, in great part to the businesses that you and your partners have built, as well as the employees that you have, that's why they kept coming back. That's why they probably could not wait to step into your restaurant again once the doors opened because of the culture and the customer experience you provide.
And I appreciate you saying that, Tony, because that's what we base the business model on. Of course, it's great food, and we execute great food consistently. And we fail. It's a plate by plate business, so you know we get steaks overcooked, undercooked, and I can't sit here and say we're perfect. We're not, but we try like heck to be perfect, to get it right. And if we don't get it right, we're not going to charge our guests. So you know that's the vulnerability of any business. But yeah, our staff and our culture, their buy-in to quality. They themselves, from 18-year-old barbacks to our senior-level general managers, they themselves intrinsically believe in quality. They believe in execution. They're hard on themselves when we come up short. We review, we analyze, how do we get better, just like any successful sports team or business. And most importantly is that our community, they pick up on that, and they pick up on the effort, and the forgiveness shows up when you're, batting 300. They can feel it, and it's a total package. It's a total effort. But both communities are wonderful to us. Ponte Vedra Beach, super community, tough community. They want you to get it right. And Orlando too, wonderful community in Lake Nona. So we're very blessed with our two markets.
Joe, we appreciate you coming on. Great story. Love to hear it. Love to hear the good things that you went through and persevered through. And we appreciate you being in the Small Business Spotlight. Folks, that's Joe Dovey, partner with Nona Blue. If you're looking for a great restaurant to go out to on a next date night or whatever, bring the family out. I highly recommend them. Joe, thanks for coming on, and appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. Anybody that can, and that just goes to show, we have a great governor in Ron DeSantis.
That's right.
Keep Florida open. We'll be right back after this.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet. And their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
If you turn to social media for recommendations for plumbing services, you might want to reconsider. Sure, word of mouth is a good thing. If it's the truth, don't take the bait. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services for all your plumbing needs. They're professional, clean, and honest. Rock Solid Plumbing Services is your go-to plumbing company for leaks, clogged pipes, fixture replacement, and so much more. Call Rock Solid Plumbing Services today at 904-531-9451. That's 904-531-9451. The Tony Davis Means Business Show is brought to you in part by Sean Suarez at Raymond James Financial. Since 2003, Sean has specialized in building and customizing financial goal plans for his clients and positioning investments to align with those long-term goals. Sean, along with his partner, spend countless hours reviewing and researching investment solutions, resulting in a more effective and efficient investment alternative for their clientele. To learn more, visit SeanSuarez.com.
Any opinions of those of Meinrad and Leaper are not those of Raymond James and Associates or Raymond James. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk and you may incur a profit or loss regardless of strategy selected.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Welcome back to the Tony D Means Business Show. That is the sound of money. Money going right back in your pockets. You know why? Because we have Sean Suarez, financial advisor with Meinrad and Leaper of Raymond James. And he's going to give us some tips on how to keep that money chinging right back into our pocket.
That's right.
Sean,
right.
This is the most anticipated time of the show.
A lot of pressure. A lot of pressure.
What do you got for us?
Well, I've spent the last several weeks kind of diving deep into some financial topics.
Whether you liked it or not.
Yeah. And learning all types of complexities surrounding, you know, investments, financial planning, insurance, you name it. And I tell you what, if you are listening, I bet you made a resolution at the beginning of the year that had something to do with your finances. And I just wonder if you could just grade yourself. Have you implemented those changes? Have you done the work? It's now March, 2nd today? Because I want to give you tips. Like, there's three main steps that you're going to need to do this. And it's so easy. It's so easy. The first two steps get you halfway to getting your own financial plan done. First step is just taking a financial inventory. Like, what do you have? What have you saved up at this point in your life? Like, what assets do you have? What income do you have? What debts do you have? Are you married? What do you own together? How are things titled? Where are all the assets that you've accumulated? Taking a financial inventory of where you're at right now, right? And then secondly, I encourage you, if you're single, just write them down. If you're married or dating, actually talk about this with your spouse or your significant other. What are your goals? Actually write them down. Like, what do you want to do? What are you trying to accomplish? Like, why are you here? Write down your goals. So you've got step one, taking a financial inventory of everything that you have. Step two, writing down your goals. And why do I say those two things? Because what is a financial plan, essentially? It's putting together an implementation plan to figure out how you get what you have and what's coming in for you to be able to help reach those goals that you're writing down. That's the basic foundational principle of a financial plan. And a lot of times there's a lot of complexities and a lot of different things that you've got to be aware of to be able to achieve those goals. You need time, you need resources, money, investments, you need a plan. You need essentially some accountability to stick to it over time, especially when your budget gets tight or when the markets get sour. And by the way, those two things are probably going to happen more than once during the time frame in which you're going to have to achieve your goals. So basic moral of the story is to take a financial inventory, write down your goals, and then call someone who can help you put this financial plan together. Because trying to do it on your own, just statistically, I'm telling you, across the board, the EBRI does a great study each and every year on folks that are approaching retirement and are in retirement. On the folks that did it by themselves, statistically, not everybody, you need some assistance, you need some guidance, and you need some help to not only develop the plan, but to implement the plan to be able to actually start saving and investing towards those goals that you've identified. And so sometimes you even need help coming up with what goals are, like how much, well, what does retirement even look like, Sean? I don't even know. And so we can help you with that. But basically, you have to get off the couch. You've got to take that step and say, you know what, I'm going to actually take an inventory and fill out four pages that say, here's what I own, here's what I owe, and here's what I'm making, and here's how much I'm saving. And here's how much I can't account for. I make this much money, but at the end of the month, it just poof, it's gone. Okay, so I can help you with that. It's my job. I love it. Just basically, financial planning is something that everybody can benefit from, no matter what stage of life you're in. So if you want to give me a call at my office, it's 904-642-3257. I can help you get started on step one and step two. And if you've already got those two steps done, awesome. We can work on step three, which is actually developing that plan and coming up with solutions that'll help you get to your goals, because you've got to be able to implement a plan. You can't just hope and pray and close your eyes and just think that, you know what, I'm going to wake up when I'm 65 or 66 years old and everything's going to be hunky-dory. It's going to take a plan. It's going to take work, sacrifice, and I think also it's going to take some professional help. So call us today. I'm Sean Suarez at Mine Rod and Leaper Wealth Management of Raymond James, 904-642-3257, or you can visit me on the web at seansuarez.com, and that's Sean, SeanSuarez.com. We'd love to help you out, no matter what step you're in. So, Tony?
And just like you would not remodel your kitchen by yourself without the proper tools and without the proper resources and without the proper skills or your bathroom, you would not try to manage your own money and head into retirement blind, just foolishly blind. So call Sean, call his team. I highly recommend them. Give them a call and let them help you be on your road to financial security.
That's right.
So we've got Chris on the line. He has some comments that he would like to make. Chris, thanks for holding on. I know you held on over the break. And what would you like to chat about today?
Well, your previous restaurant owner was talking about the PPE and those kind of things, and it made me think about a segment I saw on Tucker Carlson last week where he had on this, I forget the guy's name, but he's considered a liberal. I don't know if he's a classical liberal. I don't think he's a leftist. I think he's more of a classical liberal. And he was talking about all of the other countries in the world that are dealing with the Chinese Communist Party virus, that their citizens, the money that's being allocated, their citizens are getting weekly monies, not this one-time thing. And I don't think the monies is going to, you know, the National Endowment of the Arts and
right.
Harvard University and all these places that don't need the money. I don't understand how this could be going on in our country.
Well, that's what we call politics, Chris. You've got the animal COVID studies that are getting $300 million. You've got, health surveillance that's getting $500 million. And, the arts and the museums that are getting over $500 million. So, yeah, I don't know. It's called politics. It's called pork. And quite frankly, the key to this, we're the model. state of Florida's the model, and we should have been doing this all along. And, you know, if you really want to help this economy, open up California, open up in New York, two of the biggest economies in the world. They're larger than most countries. So, yeah, you're exactly right. I don't like us, you know, keep rolling out these stimulus bills, especially to the tune of $1.9 trillion that really doesn't help anybody. So I just think we just need to open for business, and we just need to get on with our lives, and we can't be afraid of this thing.
Yeah, I've been voting all my life, and I've never seen a corporation at a voting booth. Have you?
No, but they sure do run the world, don't they? I appreciate the call, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much. Have a good rest of the week. So, yeah, I mean, he brings up some good points. You know, hey, open the economies back up. Let's get back to business. I don't know. I don't like all this. You know, we don't need more and more stimulus money. Now they are talking about reoccurring checks. That was brought up. I saw that on Fox Business News today. So when's it going to end, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's crumbs. What's been part of this COVID bill to the American people, I think less than 10%. But again, what do Democrats want? They want us to be dependent upon the government.
Yep.
Right? And so they will not waste a good crisis. They will leverage it to obviously pay back all their buddies in state governments and local governments and bail themselves out. But they're also going to create a system and a structure that will force dependence upon the state and upon the government by as many people as they can. And so that's against what conservatives stand for, which is individual liberty mm-hmm. and the pursuit of happiness. So I just think that they're definitely taking advantage of this, and it's quite evident.
Yep, and it won't stop in the near future. Marty's on the line. He wants to talk a little bit about Coca-Cola training, I believe. What do you have to say?
Well, what I wanted to say is if anybody besides me uses their brain for thinking, you'll remember back a while ago, this was similar to the fiasco with Gillette, where Gillette was doing an advertising campaign that was insulting to white males. So what I wanted to tell people out there is you go to your store and you buy generic. There's a lot of store brands of generic cola, because what I see happening now, same thing like with the Gillette blades, you can go to Walmart and buy a 10-pack of whatever kind of blades really cheap. What I see now is this is a genocide. This reminds me of Germany in the 30s. I wasn't around, but where a lot of the Jewish people didn't believe what was happening until it was too late. Now you have a chance when you go to the store and you, for example, Ben and Jerry's ice cream is supposed to be leftist. You don't buy Ben and Jerry's. You don't patronize any of these anti-American businesses. And actually, you don't watch Comcast, because Comcast owns half the world. They own all of those NBC entities that were insulting to Donald Trump. So I get somebody wearing a Trump hat. And meanwhile, they got Comcast or Xfinity as their internet and the television. That's a big joke. You have to hurt them like the black people did in the 60s when they had boycotts and whatever. This is what you have to do. But if you keep on patronizing these programs, especially I've read that Coca-Cola, the biggest shareholder, is Warren Buffett. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Look it up on the computer. So you're patronizing people who would kill you in a minute. It's anti-white and it's anti-Christian. And just, I'm not saying anything violent, just hurt them with your wallet.
Marty, I appreciate the phone call. You make a very good point. And that is all the time we have for tonight. Although, you know, if we tried not to use all the leftist companies in the world, I don't know what we'd be doing. But we're wrapping it up for another exciting, fun, fast hour of radio. We will not be on the air next Tuesday, so I know a lot of you right there are going to be disappointed. You can always go to our Facebook page and rewatch
the
segment and just pretend you're listening to us again. And we are glad to have Sean back. It's good to be back in studio together. AJ, as always, appreciate your work today.
Glad to be here. Stay safe, guys.
Follow our Facebook page. Check us out. We appreciate all of our listeners, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. So,
Aruba, huh?
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing, magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress
how much America's Everglades means to you.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.